You are listening to the Health and Wellness Connection Podcast, the number one wellness podcast designed to provide the latest information to help you achieve your health and wellness goals. Our show features exciting guests, the latest in medical research, and in-depth discussions in current trends on weight loss, nutrition, and fitness. No matter what your interest, the Health and Wellness Podcast has you covered. And now, presenting your illustrious host, Dr. Barry, MD.
Hey, it's Dr. Barry here. We here at the Health and Wellness Connection Podcast are always interested in hearing from our fans and our listeners. If you have any information you want to send out to us, or you have any questions you want to ask me or any of the staff here, please do not hesitate to reach out. Our email is drbarryhealth@gmail.com. That's Dr. Barry Health, drbarryhealth@gmail.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/nextlevelweightloss. And lastly, you can find us also on our blog, www.controlyourweight, that's spelled W8.com. And of course, you can always find me, Dr. Barry, on Instagram at Dr. Barry MD and on Twitter at Dr. Barry Tech Doc, all one word. Again, thanks for listening to the Health and Wellness Collection podcast. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to any of those aforementioned sites. Again, it's Dr. Barry. Please enjoy the show. Hey, this is Dr. Barry here. Are you looking to get checked out and need something quick and fast? Well, consider going to see my friends over at Rapid Response Urgent Care, located in Pearland, Texas. They do literally everything from general checkups for acute issues, dealing with chronic issues. They even do flu shots. They do immigration exams, really the whole nine yards. Very professional staff, and they'll see you quickly and efficiently. If you're looking to get seen today, go to 11901 Shadow Creek Parkway, Suite 111. That's in Pearland, Texas, zip code 77584. You want to call them by phone? Their number is 281-760-1971. Again, looking for an urgent care that'll see you quick, fast, and in a professional manner? Check out Rapid Response Urgent Care. Hello, friends. Have you been looking for an awesome company to get amazing, natural, and holistic beauty products from? Well, if so, check out my friends over at iHeart-Nature.com. Formulated by clinicians, this company is really amazing. They have created some amazing brands of natural, handmade premium soaps, body oils, and all sorts of amazing beauty products, all handcrafted by physicians and soap artisans based in USA. Their turmeric soap is their best seller and has a cult-like fan base. So if you want some amazing soaps going to help brighten up your skin, clear up those blemishes, check out their turmeric soap. It's really one of a kind. Now, why choose iHeartNature? Because you heart nature too. Again, if you're looking for an amazing company providing some of the most high-quality beauty products on the interwebs, check out my friends over at iHeart-Nature.com. Again, iHeart-Nature.com. You won't regret it. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Health and Wellness Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Barry, and I want to welcome you to what I hope will be an exciting and informative episode for you. Today's episode is actually, in my opinion, a favorite episode. Well, will be a favorite episode because we're going to talk a lot about one of my favorite diets in the world, the Mediterranean diet. I know we talk about the Mediterranean diet here and there and its benefits, and I'm sure you've heard about it superficially here and there, but do you really know what the Mediterranean diet is and why it's really being so praised, if you will? Well, the Mediterranean diet is a diet that many people discovered to be very beneficial based on some research that was done on the people of the Mediterranean in the 1960s. Basically what happened was they noticed that people who lived in the Mediterranean apparently had far less incidences of chronic illnesses like heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and they lived a lot longer than most other groups in other parts of the world. However, it was noted that this group of people in the Mediterranean had actually very little access to traditional medical care. So that means that because of their lifestyle and the food they were consuming, they were just not getting a lot of these chronic illnesses. And so, especially, you know, this is in the 60s, so it kind of came out and went because, you know, a lot of people weren't really suffering from these disease of excesses that we see today in such a large scale like we see today anyway. And so it kind of was noted and then kind of forgotten about. But as society has become more quote-unquote developed, and things like processed foods and high fatty foods, a lot of meat began to be consumed more as a result of the evolution of society, if you will, we started to realize that with these increase in consumption of sugars and processed foods and meat products, people were actually developing increased incidences of various illnesses that we all know is that are very common today, like heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and the like. So you know that we talk a lot about these illnesses and how they're usually a result of poor lifestyle choices, particularly eating too much, you know, processed sugars and fatty foods can lead to, have a direct link, if you will, to heart disease and other ailments, things that are really devastating the population currently. I think currently it's still the number one killer in the United States of America is cardiovascular disease, claiming almost 500,000 lives per annum. So it's pretty significant as far as the level of illness that has resulted as a result of our Western style diets. So because of this kind of realization, and this really happened fairly recently, I would say over the past like 10, 15 years maybe, where people started to look at the Mediterranean diet as a way to actually cure a lot of these ailments. Because it was realized that, you know, when people who are suffering from heart disease tend to have high cholesterol levels, high blood pressure levels, tend to have elevated blood sugar, or they would have what we call increased resistance to insulin. So your body makes insulin normally to help, you know, metabolize sugars and whatnot. But if it's overworked and the body becomes kind of inundated with sugars and things that potentially will cause the insulin to be secreted in higher levels, over time your body gets sensitive, resistant to insulin, resulting in your body having to work harder to metabolize sugars, which can cause a whole host of issues, and essentially is what leads you to develop diabetes. So at least the type 2 variant, but we can talk about the details later. Ultimately, it's believed that our increased reliance on processed foods and a lot of sugary snacks and so forth have increased the prevalence or the amount of people suffering from diabetes in our population. So it's been noted that the diet, which was something that was neglected for many years, and actually some unfortunately bad information was put out there in the form of the food pyramid, and I talk about that in a lot more detail in the book Next Level Weight Loss 2.0. So check that out if you want to really get to the nitty-gritty of the history of food education, and especially in the United States of America. But it was definitely noted that, you know, our over-reliance on these sweet foods led to all these illnesses. So the Mediterranean diet then began to gain more popularity as a potential cure for a lot of these issues. And why would you say that? Well, the Mediterranean diet, number one, it's a diet that's a fairly radical departure from the standard Western diet. And we kind of break it down in a lot of different ways. And the main crux of the diet is, and mainly you're just basing your diet on fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, seafood, olive oil, and a little bit of dairy and red wine. These are things that are potentially plentiful in the Mediterranean area. Now, these things are really plentiful everywhere, but you know, the Mediterranean kind of created a diet around that, but you can really get a lot of these foods and items wherever you're at, thanks to the wonders of shipping, since we're the modern era. These things really, you can do this wherever you're at. And the whole point of the Mediterranean diet is to reduce your intake of processed foods, focus on eating fresh, wholesome foods. Now, and not only eating foods, it's also how you eat the foods. You know, Mediterranean diet kind of likes to promote the family style eating, so we can also, you know, have some sort of, you know, exchange with other beings, because it's felt that, you know, eating in the presence of others and being around others can help kind of also help you with eating and eating proper, especially if everyone's kind of watching their diet. We can make sure we keep each other in check as far as overindulging. So those are kind of the main tenets of the Mediterranean diet. We're going to talk a lot more detail. But before we go into that, let's talk about the research, because we know that some people are skeptical. And they'll think, so Dr. B, why is Mediterranean diet so much better than this diet and vice versa? It's not really the Mediterranean diet itself. It's the components of the diet. And this can be really incorporated in any diet. But before we get into that, let's talk about why it's a good deal and kind of what the research is showing. You know, on a recent show, we talked about how the processed foods that we consume may actually be affecting our fertility and affecting other parts of our bodily function, increased inflammation and so forth. Well, it's literally believed that the Mediterranean diet may actually do the exact opposite. First off, Mediterranean diet is one of those diets that actually helps fight inflammation. So it's actually very effective in reducing the incidence of a lot of these ailments that we typically suffer from, especially those who consume the Western diet. One study just recently came out showing that how the Mediterranean diet is actually better, or helps promote better memory for diabetics and other people in that population. It's believed that because Mediterranean diet is very rich in fruit and vegetables and antioxidants, and we're going to go into detail on some of the real benefits of the Mediterranean diet in a bit, but it is very rich in antioxidants, which is what helps protect your brain and also help reduce inflammation. And it's believed that these effects are also helping the Mediterranean diet, people who consume the Mediterranean diet, if you will, helping them with better memories. So, and that just came out recently here in May of this year, actually. Another recent article that came out regarding the Mediterranean diet showed that the Mediterranean diet actually may help benefit sperm motility, thereby increasing fertility in general. So especially for my men out there, if you are someone who's suffering from infertility, the Mediterranean diet could be a very important part of getting those sperm counts up, so if you can, you know, reproduce, if that's something you choose to do. But overall, like I said, the research is really plentiful, and you can definitely, we can go on that in detail as well, which you will in a poly, in a little bit. But there's a lot of positive information out there regarding the Mediterranean diet and its health benefits that have been scientifically proven. I mean, there's a lot of, in addition to the initial study that actually studied the people and kind of their overall development of disease, there's also a lot of data showing how it can help reduce some of those issues we see in patients who have heart disease, patients who have high incidence of stroke, and as well as diabetics. So now, what is it about the Mediterranean diet that we talked about earlier that really makes it extremely beneficial? And what is it it's been shown to actually do? Let's go into that. So the first thing that we've seen regarding the proven health benefits of the Mediterranean diet is that it's been shown to actually prevent heart disease and stroke. It's believed that because of the Mediterranean diet's decreased levels of red meat, which is something that's very highly seen in the Western diet. You also have a decreased level of processed foods as well, like we mentioned earlier. There's also this encouraged drinking of red wine in the Mediterranean diet. And red wine in particular is not like all other alcoholic beverages, because red wine actually has a lot of antioxidants, which is very important for tackling inflammation. And so it's believed that red wine can boost your heart health as well as help with reducing your cancer risk. So all these things that's been shown, and also, like we said, prevent heart disease and strokes by reducing inflammation. So those particular components of the Mediterranean diet can help prevent heart disease and strokes. So another thing about the Mediterranean diet that has been shown scientifically is that it can actually help keep you agile, which is pretty important, because if you're someone who likes to be active and move about, the nutrients that are found within the Mediterranean diet, especially within the nuts and different other, you know, macro and micronutrients you get by consuming a regular helping of Mediterranean style foods, you tend to have increased or better developed muscles, which can help reduce overall fragility. So one thing we know, as we age, we tend to have increased risk of falls, breaks, and things like that. This is why nutrients and consuming them regularly is so important, because it allows your body to really make the best possible version of you. And I say that not being facetious, but it's literally the case. If you're eating good, high quality foods, your body has the best potential or best possible, you know, ingredients to work with to make you the best possible versions of you, right? So if you have a house who's building, a builder who's building a house, and he uses substandard cement and, you know, garbage level, you know, materials, and the house falls apart, you know, you could kind of blame the builder probably for agreeing to build a house with poor materials, but also you have to blame the person supplying the materials, because it's very important that if you don't use good materials, chances of you getting a good product at the end is pretty low. So it's kind of another example why the Mediterranean diet is so beneficial and why some of these benefits that we're seeing can be extremely helpful. Now, another thing we're seeing scientifically as far as Mediterranean diet is that it reduces the risk of Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's is one of those ailments that's believed to be due to overall inflammation that affects the brain, which can help reduce your brain's ability to function properly and store memories. And you want to make sure those blood vessels are extremely healthy, which is something that we see in people who are regular partakers of the Mediterranean diet, as far as having healthy blood vessels, which can help promote good blood flow throughout the body, help reduce inflammation, and overall reduce some of those illnesses that have been tied to these inflammatory conditions. So we're going to talk more about some of the health benefits of the Mediterranean diet, as well as dive deeper into the components of the Mediterranean diet and what makes these components so extremely beneficial. Stay tuned. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Health and Wellness Connection podcast. It's your host, Dr. Barry, here again. Thank you for joining us today for another episode of the Health and Wellness Connection podcast / radio show. We are talking about the Mediterranean diet and what amazing benefits it really has to keep, you know, keep us healthy and whole. I think it's so important that when we talk about, you know, wellness and nutrition and fitness, is that we really understand that what we eat is so important as far as how our bodies are able to function, just from normal everyday activity to actually repairing things that are damaged, to even just, you know, setting you up for future growth and future, you know, improved health. You have to continue to feed your body with high quality ingredients to make sure that your body has what it needs to prepare you for what you're going to face in the future. And that's just so important. People sometimes just, you know, forget about their health because they're so focused on other things and trying to make other things, you know, do what they want to do. Maybe they're trying to start a business, they're trying to, you know, go to school and, you know, get a degree or something, and they just kind of treat their body anyhow because they're focused on something else. But you really have to ensure that your body is, you know, truly a temple, and you're doing everything you can to, you know, maximize the health of your body. So it's so important that, you know, we look at things that can help do that, and the Mediterranean diet is one of those. So we were talking earlier about the Mediterranean diet and some of the scientifically proven health benefits, and we're going to run through that list and finish that up. Then really, then we'll go more into the details as far as some of the components of the diet and what makes them, you know, so beneficial and why we should consume more of them. So another health benefit of the Mediterranean diet is also, in addition to Alzheimer's, which you mentioned earlier, can also help with Parkinson's disease as well, because those antioxidants are also very helpful in protecting the cells, keeping them from getting damaged from some of those harmful processes, and just overall reduces that risk of Parkinson's. So, and these are things that have been seen, you know, in those who consume these diets regularly compared to others. So, you know, and the overall trend and theme here, I'm sure you've noticed by now, is getting inflammation down. That is so important when you're, you know, considering any diet for that matter. And we've talked about the inflammation in general and, you know, what you can do, especially when it comes to food. But the Mediterranean diet is so good because it has a lot of those things already built in. Also, with the Mediterranean diet, you know, people tend to live longer because of all these reduced incidences of cancer and heart disease and stroke and all those other things we mentioned earlier. Chances are your risk of death is actually reduced by 20%. Just by itself, this is what's been seen in the data. So, you know, clearly it makes sense. If you're not getting chronic illnesses, you're probably going to live longer, because those illnesses are usually what makes people die prematurely, unfortunately. And lastly, you know, as far as proven scientific health benefits, we do have a known link of the Mediterranean diet actually protecting against type 2 diabetes. Because of the high fiber content, and also, you know, it can help reduce blood sugar, and you have the low intake of processed sugars for the most part. You tend to have better sugar control, which can help, you know, keep that healthy weight maintained. So that, you know, are some of the basic facts of the Mediterranean diet as far as why, you know, we're looking at it and why we think that the Mediterranean diet is a very, you know, excellent diet for you to consider. The another thing about the Mediterranean diet that's, now let's talk about the actual diet itself, excuse me, as far as what makes that diet special and kind of what are some of the main tenets of the diet. So the main thing about one of the main tenets of the diet, the Mediterranean diet, if you will, is that you need to eat your vegetables. It's so important. Vegetables are probably, they should be the biggest portion of your consumption, over a 24-hour period as far as, you know, people who believe in this diet are concerned. And there's so many ways you can eat great vegetables, but, you know, vegetables need to be incorporated every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's some sort of vegetable on your tray. It helps promote digestion. The nutrient content is so high, and it's just an excellent, excellent way to, you know, consume your nutrients in a hopefully delicious fashion. I actually had the recent pleasure of traveling to the Mediterranean this summer actually, and took a trip to Greece, and it was pretty amazing as far as the various cuisines that are provided, and, you know, simple things that, you know, you may not really consider, but when prepared in a certain way, it tasted excellent. Like, one of the actual favorite dishes as far as Mediterranean diet is concerned is what we call the Greek salad. And most people know Greek salads from a variety of different places they probably ate not at, and you may not completely remember, but it's one of the most simple salads and probably one of the more nutritious salads you can consume. Literally just tomatoes, cucumbers, feta cheese, and olive oil. That's pretty much it. Those simple ingredients are just chock full of, you know, amazing nutrients, from olive oil, which, you know, is a very strong, has a very high level, of antioxidants and various nutrients. Tomatoes are also extremely high in high in vitamin C, potassium, folate, and overall a lot of water in them as well. Feta cheese is one of those cheeses that, despite, you know, it is a cheese, so there's still a lot of fats there, and a lot of even sodium, depending on the preparation. It is actually extremely high in protein, as well as vitamins B, particularly, and as well as you know, vitamin A and calcium. So it's just a very nutritious cheese, if you're going to eat a cheese anyway. So, you know, it's just a great combination of delicious vegetables and cheeses and oils that will really, you know, give you a lot of nutritional benefit, as well as, you know, just taste delicious. So vegetables are just a huge component of the Mediterranean diet, and you want to make sure, if you're someone who wants to kind of Mediterraneanize, if you will, your diet, you look at putting a lot of vegetables in there. You know, asparagus, broccoli, you know, green peas, you know, all of those excellent components, you know, carrots, you know, there's a lot of different delicious options. And the key with vegetables is, don't be afraid to cook them up or saute them or put some little bit of olive oil in there, or really kind of find creative ways to really combine it with your regular meals, because vegetables by themselves can do a lot of good for your body, for your digestion. They're high in fiber, so you tend to have, you know, better, you know, bowel, you know, movements, and you just have overall improved bowel health. So can't really stress this more, you know, than I already have, but vegetables are so important. So definitely look at ways to incorporate those into your regular routine. And just overall, just be more cognizant of ensuring that you're getting help, you know, large helpings of vegetables regularly. And what I actually recommend is just replace vegetables with whatever typical processed starch you're used to eating with your food. Like, if you're someone who likes to eat rice all the time, consider using vegetables as a substitute, maybe some asparagus or some broccoli instead of rice, and you would notice that you'll probably feel better after your meal is over. So vegetables, can't stress that enough. Secondly, eat more seafood. Seafood is actually extremely beneficial. It's been shown to be an excellent component of anyone's diet, but the Mediterraneans have, you know, really, just because they're, you know, living in the next to the sea, fish is everywhere. So, you know, and also if you're someone who's in an area that's landlocked, or you're in a part of the world that fish is not something that's easily come across, so consider canned options. There are some decent benefits from the canned options. Now, obviously, you know, fresh seafood is best, but seafood is so good because, you know, it's a low cholesterol meat, a lot of protein there, but also you have a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, which are very, very important for brain health, and they're also just an excellent nutrient that your body needs to really function properly. So you get a lot of brain benefits, heart benefits with fish consumption. It's a low, you know, cholesterol protein, so you get that protein without all the extra fat you see in the red meat options. So just fish is very important, and many people who are components of the diet promote at least twice a week you should be eating some sort of fish product. It just helps kind of keep that body moving, you know, properly, and, you know, having a good metabolism. Now, another thing that people say about Mediterranean diets is that you really want to reduce your dairy products. So you want to kind of not be consuming too much in the way of, you know, dairy products, especially that derived from animals. Now, if you're someone who likes almond milk, or maybe milk products derived from plant-based sources, that's a lot better. but you definitely don't want to overconsume animal-based dairy products. Excuse me. Now, if you're someone who does like certain dairy products, consider Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt is one of the best types of yogurt because it's high in protein, and it's also not overloaded with sugar. And it is a very good, nutritious way of consuming yogurt without the typical, traditional, high, sugary, sweet, you know, creamy yogurt you get in the Western diets. And of course, another component of the Mediterranean diet you want to do a lot of, eat fresh fruit. Instead of ice cream, consider maybe frozen mango or frozen strawberries or just some sort of a fresh fruit option, because a lot of sugar in fruit, and you can get that sweet tooth fix with simple fruit versus, you know, some sort of heavy, you know, high carb laden dessert. Now, another thing about the Mediterranean diet you want to make sure you do if you want to Mediterraneanize, butchering this Mediterraneanize, I'm sorry guys, but if you want to make your diet more Mediterranean, I should say, consider using extra virgin olive oil as your main oil of choice. You don't want to use the processed vegetable oil or the other oils you see. Extra virgin olive oil is extremely healthy, extremely beneficial. Again, a lot of antioxidants, a lot of nutrients in there, just an excellent choice. Now, you want to make sure you're using, you know, extra virgin olive oil. It's not something you're going to deep fry stuff in, unfortunately, because it doesn't really fry very well. But for as a drizzle or vegetables or part of a salad dressing or other kind of simple ways of, you know, eating your food, extra virgin olive oil is an excellent choice. You want to also get more nuts in your diet, cashews, almonds, pecans, you know, sunflower seeds. All those are excellent nuts because they have a lot of fat in them, a lot of protein. Great source of nutrients as well. Olives and avocados are also very good as well. So you want to make sure you're getting fats in your diet, not from meat, but from nuts, you know, olive oils, avocado, other plant-based sources that can be helpful in getting your body those nutrients it needs without having to consume large portions of meat. So it is so important that if you want to Mediterraneanize your diet, you know, you want to get these things down. More vegetables, you know, more seafood. Consider, you know, vegetarian meals maybe, you know, sorry, vegetarian meals. Maybe replace one meal a week with vegetarian style dining versus eating meat. If you want to really go hard, you know, just consider cutting out all meat and see how that goes. Now, that's a different topic. We have another show on vegetarianism too if you want to get more information on that style, but consider reducing your meat intake quite a bit. These are just small things you can do to get those benefits we've seen in people who are daily consumers of the Mediterranean diet. So overall, the Mediterranean diet is something that I highly recommend. You know, it's something that's can be made really part of any kind of diet, but you want to make sure that you're working closely with your doctor if you're someone who has ailments and you're not sure about what you need to do as far as your next steps. But any questions on the Mediterranean diet, please don't hesitate to reach us. We're available on email, drberryhealth@gmail.com. Of course, you can also check us out on Instagram @drberrymd. And on Facebook, www.facebook.com/nextlevelweightloss. Again, show host Dr. Berry. Thank you for being part of the show today. Hopefully, you learned something. If not, reach out and let me know how we can do something better for you. Again, it's your host, Dr. Berry, signing out. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Health and Wellness Podcast. For more info, check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/nextlevelweightloss. Our show can also be found on SoundCloud at www.soundcloud.com/HW Connection. Lastly, for any inquiries, email us at drberryhealth@gmail.com. Until next time.